Hi, and thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily today. I'm Charlotte Kniep. And if you haven't seen the most recent episode of the Mormon Channel series, Give Back, stop what you're doing right now, after you finish listening to our show, of course, and watch it on mormonchannel.org. It's about an LDS single adult congregation in Arizona that wanted to help local refugees adjust more comfortably to their new life in the United States. So they joined up with an organization called the Welcome to America Project, where volunteers organize local donations and then decorate and set up refugees' new apartments with these items. And we have one of those volunteers on the phone with us today from Arizona, and her name is Rachel Curtis. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So how did your faith group get involved in this project?
Well, we were looking for a way to serve refugees here in our local community, just because of the invitation from the First Presidency and just with the crisis going on. We just really, we're a group of single adults that like being active in our community, and a lot of us are in school right now or already working in our professions, and so we just really wanted to find a way to get involved. And so we contacted the International Rescue Committee, which is a local refugee resettlement agency, or they have an office in Phoenix, and they connected us with the Welcome to America Project with one of their families that they're serving at the IRC.
Wow. So you got very close to this family that was from Myanmar and then Bhutan, and they came to America to escape a lot of persecution and to preserve their lives. Can you tell us a little bit more about them?
Yeah. So Mohammed and Mumtaz were living in Myanmar, and then because of the persecution that they were facing, they had to flee. And so they fled into some refugee camps into Bhutan, if I remember correctly. And they're Burmese by ethnicity, and then that's where they lived. And they told us that we visited with them as, you know, as we got to know them more, and they actually met over there in refugee camps and were married quite young. That's normal for them culturally to be married as teenagers. And so they were married pretty young, and then they were resettled together here in Phoenix with their family.
Wow. And this is just one of the many families that are being resettled in the United States right now. Can you tell us a little bit about what the refugee climate is like in Arizona right now?
Right now, it's a lot more calm. This last fall, there was a lot. It was pretty tense. I know that some of the refugee resettlement agencies, there are four locally in Phoenix, and that many of them received threats and people actually showing up to their offices, you know, wanting, demanding explanations for things. And there were threats of showing up being armed. And there were various protests that happened at some of the resettlement agencies, and then just towards various ethnic and religious groups.
Wow.
And so it was pretty tense, and that's the time that we decided that we wanted to do something to show refugees that we welcome them, that we know the plight that they're going through, or that we don't know, but that we can't possibly know exactly what they're going through, but that we want them to know that we welcome them in our communities, and that, you know, they're escaping from the very persecution that we all fear or hope doesn't come to our country in various ways. And so that all happened about the same time.
Wow. And it's interesting, too, because as members of the LDS faith, we know all too well what it's like to be persecuted for the things that we believe dearly in, and to even be persecuted in our own country. And
yeah,
we have sort of that heritage. And I think that's what makes LDS people maybe a little bit more sensitive to the refugee cause, because we've been there. We know these stories, and we know how much welcoming arms and supplies and help and support how much those really helped our ancestors. And so it makes sense that now we'd want to kind of, you know, give those things back to people who are in that situation.
Absolutely. And you know, when we really think about it, Christ himself was a refugee. I mean, the definition of a refugee is fleeing their home country because of persecution, war, or violence. And so by very definition, you know, Christ was a refugee when he fled and they went into Egypt.
Absolutely.
To escape Herod's reign at that time. And so I think that we can, you know, we see that in our history, you know, religious history in various ways as well.
Yeah, so this should be a cause that should be close to every Christian's heart.
Yeah, absolutely.
So as you were able to decorate these apartments and help resettle these people, what were some of the reactions you saw from them when they arrived at their new homes?
Oh, man, just thinking about it, it makes me smile so much because it was just so neat to see, you know, their faces light up, their children so excited. Other refugee families in the hotel complex gathered and, you know, everyone kind of wanted to see what was going on. So that was really special to see them excited and to feel welcomed and to feel accepted in their community and in our community.
And what were some of the reactions that you saw from the volunteers that were there with you?
It was neat to see everyone just really join it and having fun and just feeling good, you know, with so much negative rhetoric at that time and even still now. It just made us all feel really good to be able to actually put our thoughts and our motives in action and the things that we support in action. And since then, we've actually been able to, we've thought of more ways to help this family out. One of the participants in the group, she's working on getting her brother's a photographer, and we want to help the family get family photos. And Mom Taz, the mom, actually just recently had a miscarriage, which was really, really hard for her. But we were, you know, able to offer support, though. And in the video, she was actually 6 months pregnant. She hardly looked it. But that was really hard for her, as you can imagine. And being able to gather support for her, notes from other people who have lost children or in other ways, has been neat.
Wow. And I'm sure they appreciate it so much. But
yeah,
probably with limited English language skills, they're not able to express it fully. But I know that just being there, being in volunteering situations, you can really feel and get a sense of how grateful people are despite cultural and language barriers. So,
yeah. And I've been able to see Mohammed since that time as well and to visit with him a little bit. And his English has improved a lot.
Oh, that's great.
You know, just as we've been able to visit family since, his English has improved a lot and he's now working and the family's doing really well. Like I said, that was really hard when Mom Taz had a miscarriage. That was a super hard time for her and for the family, but they're doing well now.
That's great to hear. And just one last question. How has your testimony of Christ and your faith grown since working with refugees?
It's really increased my perspective of God's children and his love for all of us. And I'll never understand exactly why some of us are given certain lots in life and others not, but it's helped me understand more the charge that we're all given to love thy neighbor as thyself, as it says in the scriptures, and to help those in need when they are going through those hard trials in life. We'll all go through different things. We'll all go through hard times. And just my understanding of God's love and of the need to serve all of his children wherever we can has really increased.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much for being with us today, Rachel.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks again for having me, and thanks again for just talking about this topic. And I know that those who work in the refugee community have really noticed the efforts from the LDS Church and other churches. And I know that's meant a lot to refugee resettlement agencies and those that work there.
Absolutely. That's great to hear. Thank you again for the beautiful work that you do and for chatting with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And again, be sure to watch the newest episode of our Give Back video series on MormonChannel.org, highlighting Rachel and her group of volunteers. And it's called Welcome to America. And you can also check out the other inspiring episodes from that series to spark some ideas on how you might be able to help serve in your own community. And then for more ideas on how to serve, you can visit justserve.lds.org or iwasastranger.lds.org. We're going to end our episode with a quote from Sister Carol F. McConkie, the first counselor in the LDS Young Women's Organization. And she said, "We must love one another and see in one another the beauty of the soul." Thank you so much for listening today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.